Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio, KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. I'm Zach Churchill, and I'm stoked to have a trio in studio right now. They are missing their drummer, but they're going to do a little bit of a stripped-down session for us. They're from Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're SoCal transplants based out of L.A. now, and they are called Afterglow. So we're just going to get right into it. We're going to have them perform a song live in studio, then we'll chat with them for a few minutes, hear what they're up to. They got a show coming up soon in L.A. We'll talk about that, but let's get right into it. This is Afterglow live on KX93.5. Afterglow live at our Pearl Street studio with an original tune called Phantom Vibrations. Welcome, guys.
What's up?
Hello.
Oh, I forgot to... Oh, man, I totally spaced. We need to switch the mics for you guys. Yeah, let's grab these SM7s.
Oh, right.
My bad.
Right here, like
yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Let's get it.
That sounds good. Sounds much better. Welcome. Welcome to Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
Yeah, Beach I've never day. Been here before.
You've never been here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well,
it's big here.
You picked a good time to come down.
It's much bigger here than we are.
Really?
Yeah.
So you expected it to be just a tiny little
Yeah, it kind of reminds me.
Palm trees and some sand.
I think it's kind of small, though. That's weird. I see it as kind of being small.
Yeah, smaller than what's north of it, for sure.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of this place that Jackson and I usually go to every summer in Michigan, South Haven. It's where we spend, like, I spend his family vacation with him.
Yeah, for years.
Nice to tag along.
It just reminds me of this place, kind of.
Sometimes family vacations with your friend's family are better than family vacations with your own family.
Sometimes.
So if you're just tuning in, this is a band called Afterglow live in studio with us. We have Adrian on lead vocals.
That's me.
Jackson on keys and Richard on bass.
Hi.
And you guys left a drummer somewhere. You lost him on the way down, right?
He's in the bottom of a well somewhere. Okay. we told him to go there.
What's his name?
Tony.
Tony, we'll have you next time.
Love you, Tony.
But you guys are from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And
we're from Lowell, which is right outside of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're not quite that sophisticated.
Well, that was what I was told.
Yeah.
So that's like me saying I'm from Los Angeles.
Right.
But yeah,
I would believe you.
So when did you guys come out to California?
We left on August 18th. Of 2016.
And okay, so yeah. Not even
if quite
a year yet.
You can do the math
yet,
on that.
Because this is 2017, right?
I think so.
I think so. How'd you guys meet? How'd you guys start making music together?
Jackson and I met when, I think it was sixth grade. I was walking down my sixth grade hallway, and this kid with a soccer net comes barreling down. He throws the net on me. He's like, "I just netted you." Like, all right, cool. And that was Jackson. That was the first time we ever met.
I did net him.
I can picture that scenario, actually. What about Richard? Craigslist?
No, we all went to the same high school.
Gone down that rabbit hole before.
Yeah. No, we all went to the same high school, so we kind of knew each other on the periphery. And I kind of met Richard on this crazy night that I guess I won't get into since...
Confirmed.
And I just knew he was a musician, and Jackson and I jammed with him a couple times. And then Jackson and I were by ourselves for a while, and then when we moved out here, we're like, hey, we kind of miss Richard.
So did you come out from Michigan as well,
Richard? Yeah, I still live in Michigan, but I fly out here for, like, compacted amounts of shows and radio and everything.
Nice.
It gets an air mattress.
Yep. Well, at least you're keeping things going back at home.
Richard bought me dinner last night.
Sounds like you should be buying him dinner. Yeah. So what's Phantom Vibrations about?
That was one of those songs that was pretty much purely Jackson written. He just sent me a little demo one night of this crazy little, I mean, the recording's going to be way different. But anyway, Jackson just made this cool little, like, poppy synth song, and I
yeah.
It's gonna be my.
And I just threw some vocals and some, honestly, random lyrics on there.
It ended up being about something pretty central, like the whole theme of reaching for your phone and expecting
that
vibe. That's what it is. It's feeling for that phantom vibe.
This is why we need Jackson to remind me of the meanings.
I did not even think about that, but that is such a real thing.
Yeah,
you think we're so conditioned
right.
that we crave that notification, that text message, that
right.
that like, and you can sometimes just hallucinate.
Exactly. It becomes an extension of your body.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the song, I guess, is like that, but in a relationship context.
That's cool. Well, would you guys like to play another song?
Yes.
Sure.
What's next?
That's Richard's character he was developing on the way here. His surfer bro.
Is that like a really messed up version of Spicoli?
No, he's infatuated by the beach.
Riding the airwaves, dude.
Okay.
That's a bad Spicoli. All right, so what's next?
Maria Cruz.
All right. Is this about Maria Cruz?
We'll just have to find out.
All right. It's Afterglow live on Human Crafted Radio with an original tune called Maria Cruz. Take it away, guys.
My friends have been on the loose. Sleepwalk a light in their eyes. Speed talk a night's a no excuse. To try and make it right, just get on with your life. Sitting in the Kia with Maria Cruz from known in Colorado out to Malibu. I'll see you when I see you, and I hope it's soon. I'm sitting in the Kia with Maria Cruz. My friends have got nothing to lose. Sleep, walk, light, turn blind. Held each other we got the news. No, this can't be true. Should have been anyone but you.
Sitting in the Kia with Maria Cruz. That was Afterglow live in studio. Tell me about that lyric. I really dig that song, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
Thanks.
It's about my Kia. It's about my Kia soul. And it's about the journey that Adrian and I went driving to LA, actually. And so we were sitting in the Kia.
Is Maria Cruz illegal? Can we talk about it?
Yeah.
No.
You might be right.
Yes.
Okay. Might be onto something there.
All right, we'll talk about it later. Maria Cruz was a hitchhiker.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And from No Name, Colorado out to Malibu, which is where we landed. And so.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was actually the first song that we wrote when we moved into our new house in LA, though. And, yeah.
Well, you guys are playing in LA in a couple days.
Yeah, at the Resident on July 22nd.
July 22nd. What's today? So is that Friday?
That's a Saturday. And it starts kind of early. Doors open at 6 p.m. It's
$8.
$8? Yeah.
Whoa. Say that in a different tone, please.
No, that's a really, really good deal.
Only
$8? $8 at the Resident in Los Angeles this Saturday, the 22nd. Catch Afterglow in all of their glory.
As much of it.
I wonder how many people know what Afterglow means.
Well,
it means many things.
Yeah, it has a lot of definitions, really. Like, if you look it up on Google, it's going to say the light that remains in the sky after the sun has set, or the color and light. But, I mean, it's also...
But I wonder how many people really know what it means.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Some people out there do.
How many people are really woke?
How many people are woke?
Stay woke.
Oh, man. All right, so, yes, if you're just tuning in, this is Afterglow. They are from Michigan, now based in Los Angeles. They're playing up in L.A. on Saturday at The Resident. That's July 22nd. Doors at $6, $8 only. Do you guys have a place online where people can get some of this information from you?
Yes, afterglow.band or our social media, which I... Jackson.
Afterglow on Instagram, it's just, it's the word afterglow, but there's going to be periods in between every letter. So A dot
F
and go from there.
Dot T dot E.
It's really easy.
Et cetera.
It's really easy.
Exactly.
There's a dot band?
There is now.
I didn't know that. Afterglow dot band?
Yeah, we just thought it would be a great idea. It was actually much more expensive than .com, but we wanted a premium domain.
That's pretty cool. I like it. All right. So again, it is Adrian, Jackson, Richard. They are Afterglow. They're performing live in studio. You guys have one single out at the moment. It's called Cloning the Mammoth.
That's right.
That's intriguing. The title is intriguing.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, we wanted to play it today, but it's really hard to pull off with just three people.
You can find it.
I'll
on
play
SoundCloud,
the drums.
Though.
Yeah, I'll play percussion.
It rips.
Don't joke, please. Don't joke. Like,
all right. Well, no, but you are going to play one more for us. Is that correct?
Yes, the song called "Happy Place."
All right, let's just do it. I'm ready for it. "Happy Place," Afterglow live at a Pearl Street Studios. Happy Place, that's a song by Afterglow, performed live in studio. You guys have a really cool sound.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
How'd you guys, I know you guys, where you guys met, but is there something that kind of inspired you guys to start a band together?
particularly this one story where Jackson and I were like 16 years old. We went to Firefly Music Festival in Dover, Delaware. It's like the first one, I think. And the Flaming Lips were there, and we were like so pumped, you know, they're like our favorite band. And we waited 10 hours in the Delaware summer sun.
Front row.
Front row, yeah, just to get front row to see them. And in that time, we like befriended these groupies. We're like, hey guys, like stick with us. We'll get you backstage after the show. Like, oh, cool. And so yeah, Flaming Lips go on, and it was incredible. And
we threw up a taxidermied weasel to Wayne Coyne, the front man, and he like took a picture with. That's a different story. Anyway.
Okay. So yeah, they like the groupies like held their word, and we ended up.
They usually don't.
No, they don't. Like that's happened to me before. I've befriended some quote unquote groupies, and then we go to go backstage, and they get to go, and they left behind.
But in this case, so. We ended up, you know, meeting Wayne Coyne, and we were like telling him, yeah, we kind of make music and stuff. We're trying to get weirder.
15-year-old kid, you know.
16. Whatever. But I was 15. No, this was actually at a weird period where we're both 16.
Oh. Let me guess. He gave you a tab of acid and said, go forth and create and get weird.
He verbally did that. Yeah, he was like, well, man, be as weird as you want to be. And we just like took that to heart
and ran with it.
That's a cool story, dude.
We ended up recording this 10-song album in my mom's basement during that summer. And we like sold it to our classmates and stuff while we were juniors.
Pushed it on them.
Tons of people bought it too. It was pretty cool.
I bought one.
Did you really?
Yeah, that was before I was like even in the loop.
Yeah. Oh my God. Richard bought one.
Richard's a good friend.
He is.
That's a cool story. We just had Space Face. A few weeks ago.
I saw.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah.
I think, yeah, his story is interesting. Like, I think he started out as just like a roadie for them.
Right.
And like worked his way up, and now he's like, I think he plays keys or guitar for them.
Guitar, I think.
Guitar for
what's
Flame
the dude's
Lips.
Name?
I can't remember.
Oh, shouldn't have. Sits on the ground?
He's the dude with beautiful eyes.
He sits on the ground?
Yes.
Yeah. That's
I'll tell you his name. Hold on.
This is must
space
know.
Space Face. Hold that up. Space Face is. Hold on.
I tried to get us a show with Space Face at the Hi-Hat. Next time, fellas.
Where's his name?
Are you advertising shows that don't exist?
Come on. Jake Ingles.
What?
Jake Ingles.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, that's him.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know he has beautiful eyes.
He was a good-looking dude, but yeah, Jake Ingles of Flaming Lips right. is Space. That Space Face is his right. other band, but that's a great story, you guys.
Yeah.
And thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, anytime. Let me know when you release your debut.
Yeah, we'll blow you up with that info.
Please do, and come back and promote that, and also have a great show at the Resident on Saturday. Let's remind everyone one more time. This Saturday, The Resident in L.A. You can catch Afterglow. Doors are at 6. Tickets are $8. Follow them online. Their website is afterglow.band.
Awesome.
Did I do everything right?
That was really good.
You got the job.
All right. Adrian, Jackson, Richard, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care, guys.